KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school track last night, the Glenwood Ram Relays saw Glenwood sweep both the boys and girls divisions, Glenwood winning the girls team crown with 183.4 points. Shenandoah had 95.7 for second place. Abraham Lincoln got 87 points, good for third place. Sioux City North with 77.5 was fourth. Atlantic placed fifth, followed by Thomas Jefferson, Lewis Central, St. Albert, and Red Oak. On the boys' side, Glenwood wins with 160.5 points. St. Albert had a 104 total for second place. Harlan had 96 points for third. Lewis Central was fourth. Thomas Jefferson fifth. Abraham Lincoln sixth. Atlantic had 53.5 points for seventh place. Sioux City North and Shenandoah round out the rest of the field. At the Johnson Cyclone Girls Relays at Harlan, it was Harlan winning with 167 points. Dallas Center Grimes at 131. Trainer was third with 83. Tri-Center right behind with 82. Denison, Kemper Catholic, and AHST round out the rest of the field. At the Hummel Boys Relays at Woodbine last night, it was Logan Magnolia winning with 120 points. Boyer Valley had 100 points for second place. West Harrison with 96 was third, and Riverside had 88 points for fourth. Woodbine and Missouri Valley round out the rest of that field. In high school girls golf last night, it was Audubon winning a duel over Riverside. Audubon shot a 207. Riverside didn't have a team score last night. Susie Byland of Audubon was medalist, shooting the low round of 39. AHST defeated Griswold 231-238 as Nikki Tarks of AHST had the low round of 51. Red Oak was a winner over Southwest Valley in girls golf, 216-240, as Taylor Damewood of Southwest Valley shot 52 for medalist honors. Creston beat Glenwood 216-274 as Sarah Wagand of Creston shot 51. Trainer beat Logan Magnolia with a 195. Loma didn't have a team score. Allie Anderson of Trainer with the low round of 44. Also, Tri-Center defeated Missouri Valley shooting a 223. Mo Valley didn't have a team score. Sammy Goffner of Missouri Valley was medalist, shooting a 48. In boys golf last night, it was Atlantic defeating Harlan 151-158. Evan Schuler had the low round for Atlantic, shooting a 36. Red Oak defeated Southwest Valley 191-198. The medalist was Evan Baldwin of Southwest Valley with a 41. Riverside defeated Audubon 166-193 as Tim Brink of Riverside was medalist, shooting the low round of 39. Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 191-198. Anthony Gress of Tri-Center was medalist, shooting a 44. Also, Trainer down Logan Magnolia 172-187 as Nate Hill of Trainer was medalist. He shot 39 yesterday. In high school girls tennis last night, it was Harlan over Atlantic 6-3. Abe Lincoln beat Denison 6-3. Creston a 6-3 winner over Glenwood, and Shenandoah down Southwest Valley 9-0. In boys tennis, it was Harlan edging Atlantic 5-4. Shenandoah over Southwest Valley 7-2, and Audubon beating Thomas Jefferson 6-3. Also in high school soccer last night in girls action, it was Nottoway Valley West Central Valley Adair Casey beating Trainer 3-0. While in boys soccer, Glenwood posting a 7-0 victory over Lewis Central. Well, Chris Davis overcame striking out four times earlier in the game and then came through with a run-scoring triple in the 12th inning to lead the Milwaukee Brewers to a 5-3 win over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. Davis drove in Jonathan Lucroy, who doubled off of Seth Maness to start the inning. Mark Reynolds then drove in Davis with a sacrifice fly. Davis, who finished 1-for-6, struck out in the 2nd, 5th, 6th, and 10th innings before coming through. Zach Duke picked up the win with two innings of scoreless relief, and Francisco Rodriguez recorded his 12th save in as many opportunities by getting Johnny Peralta to fly out with two on to end the game. Milwaukee, which leads the majors with 19 wins, has won 4 of 5 and 8 out of their last 10. Alan Craig and Matt Holliday homered for St. Louis as they've lost 4 of their last 6. Elsewhere in the National League, Colorado beat Arizona 8-5. It was San Diego over San Francisco 6-4. Chicago at Cincinnati was rained out last night. Just three games in the American League yesterday. Oakland beat Texas 4-0. The Chicago White Sox over Tampa Bay 7-3. And the LA Angels down in Cleveland by a score of 6-3. Well, the Nationals have played most of their season without third baseman Ryan Zimmerman, catcher Wilson Ramos, and pitcher Doug Fister. Well, they'll also be without another huge piece of their lineup for a while. ESPN reports that Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper is going to be sidelined at least until July because of surgery on his left thumb. The network says that Harper will have the operation today, 4 days after he injured the thumb on a head-first slide into third base. The two-time All-Star is hitting 289 with a homer and 9 knocked in so far this season. The Arizona Diamondbacks have acquired right-hander Lucas Herrell from the Houston Astros for a player to be named. The 28-year-old Herrell went 0-3 with a 9.49 ERA and three starts with Houston so far this season after going 6-17 with a 5.86 earned run average last year. Diamondbacks manager Kirk Gibson said Monday that Herrell will join AAA Reno for the time being. Just three teams in NHL history have won a playoff series after dropping the first three games. Well, the Los Angeles Kings have put themselves in position to become the fourth after evening their conference quarterfinal series at three games apiece. Justin Williams and Anze Kopitar each scored twice, and Jonathan Quick stopped 25 shots as the Kings beat San Jose 4-1 last night. Game 7 is set for Wednesday in San Jose. Minnesota forced a seventh game in its series with Colorado as Zach Parise scored twice on tip-ins, including the game winner with 6:29 left in the Wild's 5-2 triumph over the Avalanche. Game 7 is set for Wednesday in that series. The Pittsburgh Penguins were able to close out the Columbus Blue Jackets in six games as Evgeny Malkin registered a hat trick last night. And also, Mats Niskanen had two assists as the Penguins beat the Blue Jackets 4-3 in Columbus. The Penguins will face either the Rangers or the Flyers in the next round. The top-seeded Indiana Pacers are in serious danger of becoming a first-round casualty in the NBA playoffs. The Atlanta Hawks own a three games to two lead after six of their players scored in double figures in a 107-97 win over the Pacers in Indiana last night. Pacers will try to stave off elimination Thursday in Atlanta. The Miami Heat have completed a four-game sweep as they advance to the NBA's Eastern Conference semifinals. They beat the Bobcats 109-98 in Charlotte last night to close out that series. San Antonio has squared its series with Dallas at two games apiece by knocking off the Mavericks 92-88. Game 5 is set for Wednesday in San Antonio as they're tied at two each. Well, we could learn soon what the NBA plans to do with Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling. The league has called a Tuesday news conference to make an announcement about the investigation involving Sterling and those racially charged comments attributed to him. The controversy is now hitting the Clippers in the pocketbook as several corporations have pulled their advertising. Sterling is being investigated over allegations that he made racially charged comments in a recorded conversation with a woman. Portions of that conversation were released over the weekend by TMZ and Deadspin. The Players Union has asked Commissioner Adam Silver to rule quickly, preferably before the Clippers play host to Golden State in the fifth game of their playoff series tonight. Clippers coach Doc Rivers said in a conference called yesterday that he opted out of a chance to speak with Sterling. Rivers also said that he believes Sterling made those comments. Rivers says he believes a very strong message is coming from the NBA in response to the scandal, adding that, "I can't tell you how upset I am." The Miami Heat showed support for the Clippers players and coaching staff before Monday's game in Charlotte. Like the Clippers did on Sunday, the Heat ran out of the tunnel wearing their warm-ups, huddled at center court, and tossed their white shooting T-shirts to the ground. They then went through their pregame routine with their red Heat warm-up jerseys inside out to hide the team's logo. Well, Missouri has hired Kim Anderson as its new men's basketball coach. The 58-year-old Anderson is a former star player for the Tigers and was a longtime aide to former Missouri coach Norm Stewart before winning a Division II championship at Central Missouri this season. Anderson replaces Frank Haith, who left for Tulsa earlier this month. In football news, the Seahawks and free safety Earl Thomas have reached agreement on a four-year, $40 million contract extension with nearly $28 million guaranteed. That's according to two people with knowledge of the agreement, which was first reported by NFL.com. Thomas is a two-time first-team All-Pro and was the Seahawks' second leading tackler last season while intercepting five passes. The St. Louis Rams have exercised the fifth-year contract option on All-Pro defensive end Robert Quinn, keeping one of the NFL's top pass rushers in the fold through 2015. Quinn set a franchise record with 19 sacks last season, second most in the NFL. He has 29.5 sacks over the last two seasons, also the second highest total in the league in that span. Quinn was a first-round pick in 2011 out of North Carolina and was also a first-time Pro Bowl selection last year. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.